And as we reflect today on the national apology, it's encouraging that people from all walks of life are keen to build a better future between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, young and old, rich and poor, and yes, city and country. Many of those people are actually making the trek to Canberra for this moment today. But Tim Barrett isn't. He's a farmer from South Australia. He's on his farm, I think, today. He contacted us the other day to share his thoughts and a poem that he'd written. He composed this poem in the light of this week's events.
My name's Tim Barrett. I'm from the Barossa Valley. We run sheep in some steep and rugged hills country. And I wrote this poem called The Gracious Art of Sorry, because I think saying sorry is a two-way thing. And if we all say sorry and send and receive that message and get along with the future, I think it's a great healing thing. And I'll just say this, one of the most moving moments of my life was last year. Our daughter, we're not religious, but our daughter took us to the Salvation Army Church in Alice Springs. There was a congregation of about 30. It was about 5 white and the rest were Aboriginal. And on the wall was a map of Aboriginal Australia with no straight lines, no straight boundaries, just the tribal areas. And I'd been in Australia for 56 years and I'd never seen that map, and it just tore me apart inside. I'm just sharing that with you. So I'd like to read the poem. It's called The Gracious Art of Sorry. It's not that any of us never make mistakes, but not all of us have learnt the gracious art of owning our own shortcomings, admitting we've stuffed up, and straight away saying sorry. It always makes one feel so much better, knowing someone is trying hard to make amends and put things right. But there is a basic rule of send and receive, the gracious art of accepting the sorry, putting the past behind and getting straight along with the now and the future. If we all went to sorry school on Australia Day morning before eating breakfast to learn about the gracious art, how to send and to receive, what new beginnings we could create. We might even stop living in such a sorry state.
That's Tim Barrett, and The Gracious Art of Sorry is his poem. He's a sheep farmer, he's a poet, he's a father of three. Good on you, Tim. It's an important day for all Australians. I think that's the message from today and from Tim's poem, Black and White. Hopefully this apology in the National Parliament will make a difference for all of us.